if God is good, how did we get to the place that we see we are today? Like, where does this begin? Where does this issue of evil and all of that happen?
Yeah, it's a great question, and really the most fundamental question that we can address, anyone can address, no matter what your worldview is. Again, if you're an atheist, if you're an agnostic, if you're Hindu, if you're Buddhist, if you're Muslim, if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, you got to address that question. And there's no easy answer to the question. And I'll just kind of jump ahead a little bit to say that there's only one answer that's bigger than this question, and that's Jesus, because he chose to take upon himself the evil and suffering that was the consequence of this life under the curse, to deliver us from the curse, to truly, it's not a fairy tale, make it so that we, if we place our faith in him, will live happily ever after. And one day we will, those of us who know him, we will in heaven and on the new earth after the resurrection, we will look back at the sufferings of this life and we will see what sometimes we just didn't see, just couldn't see because we're finite and fallen.
Right.
Now, there's nothing wrong with being finite, but it is limiting, obviously, by its very nature. But we're fallen, and there is something wrong about being fallen. And what that means is we just can't grasp. God's ways are above our ways. As far as the heavens are above the earth so far, his ways above our ways, his thoughts above our thoughts, Isaiah 55. So I think that preface is necessary because if we just jump in and start saying, oh, here's the problem of evil and suffering, this is how it works, and here's the answer to it. Well, to the person whose five-year-old has just been diagnosed with leukemia, to the person like myself, whose wife is in stage four cancer, or the person whose children are hungry in another part of the world, and there's no fresh water, and these problems are insurmountable, humanly speaking. Fortunately, there is a God who is not remote from these problems, who looks at them, and the incarnation is his decision to become forever one of our race, the human race, and to make it all right in the end. Mm-hmm. But here's the big problem with this problem of suffering and evil, is that there's a beginning to the story, there's an end to the story. Now, I've written a number of novels, and there's the beginning, there's the end, and there's the middle. Well, the beginning often is, hey, things are not always anymore, especially, but if things are going well, and then you just know something terrible is going to happen, right? Because for the story to work, there's got to be conflict, there's got to be problems. And then you hope that at the end of the story, there's a resolution, there's a climax where maybe the big problem is overcome, or at least to a degree is overcome. Our problem is we live in the middle of the story. We live in the pain and suffering part of the story. So I'll just stop there for now, and you can ask more questions and we can talk further. But I just want to preface it with that, because if we don't, we're going to look at this. You can't just take an academic approach to this. This is personal. This is horrific in the lives of so many suffering people. And I think we all understand that and should make it clear we do understand that. We're not going to give simplistic answers to this question.